Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, Wake Forest Demon Deacons at the Virginia Cavaliers betting preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free to play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome to the College Football Experience. Wake Forest Demon Deacons at the Virginia Cavaliers game preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I mean, boom.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Double the price because no one touches Dundee. Look, and we are. This is a Dundee special in a way. Give me that. Where's that Dundee music? Let's really have some fun here. Oh, yes, an ACC matchup between two of my favorite coaches in college football. You got Dave Clawson, one of the best coaches in America. All right, look what he's doing in this Wake program. Look at this offense that Wake Forest has, and he is the main reason. Look at his history, whether it was Bowling Green before or the Richmond Spiders before. He's a winner every single place he goes. And then you got Bronco Mendenhall from BYU to Virginia. He's resurrected this Virginia program, and despite finally taking an L to Mac Brown last week, I think, you know, they got something going, and Brennan Armstrong and the Wahoos, if they can just fix the defense a little bit, this offense is high powered. And I think we got a matchup where we got Dave Clawson's Wake Forest high powered. I mean, how many times can you have said that over the past 40 years of college football and Wake Forest? Can you say their offense has been high powered? I would argue that only in the Dave Clawson era could you really say that. You got to go back to, I mean, they weren't doing anything high powered under Jim Grobe. Jim Grobe was a good coach, got them some wins at Wake, but prior to that, no, Not when they had Jim Caldwell, not when they had Rusty LaRue and company, not when they had Mike Elkins back in the 80s. This is the best it's ever been offensively. So if you're a Wake Forest fan, you're thrilled. And Dave Clawson doing one of the best jobs in the country with Sam Hartman at quarterback. And we'll break it down that offense in a minute. But you can kind of say the same thing for the Wahoos of Virginia. This offense has been the most dynamic it's been in some time, at least since the days of Tiki Barber and maybe Aaron Brooks. But I even think it's better than then, just maybe with the rule change, who knows? But this one has potential for a lot of fireworks. You go back and look at what Virginia did against North Carolina. Now at halftime, they were beating the Tar Heels a week ago in Chapel Hill. Now they laid a clunker in the third quarter, really the second half. Offense is averaging 41.3 points per game. Holy shit. I mean, 559.3 yards per game, 438.3 yards in the air, 121 yards on the ground, which is completely un-Bronco Mendenhall like, but this offense is prolific. Defensively, the Cavaliers only they're only allowing 24.3 points per game and 406 yards. Defensively, they gotta work on that a little bit. But, I mean, this one compelling. Brennan Armstrong, I think, is one of the more underrated quarterbacks in America. I know NC Nick was all over this. This kid can play. Right now, he's completing 72% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, two interceptions, 1,300 yards. Guys, we're only three games into the season. The guy is just lighting up college football, and no one's talking about it. But he's going to be a problem. He is really going to be a problem for this Demon Deacon defense. And this offense is I think one of the funnest offenses to watch in all of college football. There's a ton of motion. There's a ton of, like, you never know what's happening with this offense. Multiple players can be throwing passes. They've run Dontavian Wicks has thrown passes. Keaton Thompson, the former Mississippi State quarterback, he throws passes. He's a wide receiver in this offense slash running back. They just run all these different things at you. You know, you look at the running game could get better. That's the one flaw I would say, is you want to see the running game kind of continue to evolve. Wayne, Talapapa or whatever. I have a hard time pronouncing that name, but he's their leading rusher. They have kind of a backfield of by committee, and even Brennan Armstrong will get you some yards on the ground. Now receiving the ball, I mean, like I said, this receiving core with Wicks and Billy Kemp and Keaton Thompson, and keep an eye on the Oklahoma State transfer tight end Jelani Woods. He's a baller. They have options, and I think they're going to get theirs against Wake. I really believe that that Wake's going to have no answer for them offensively. Now I will say this: the Virginia defense got to get better. The kicking game also, you know, there was that Illinois game, kicker missed two field goals. They can't afford that in a game against an undefeated Wake Forest that looks like they're a player in the ACC this year. The defense got to get better though. And Joey Blunt, their safety, I'm trying to find his status because he's one of their best defensive players. And last we saw in the second half of that North Carolina game, you know, his arm was in a sling. So I would imagine he's probably out for this one. That's something to watch. The inexperience there, the secondary got eaten alive by Sam Howell, and they might get eaten alive by, look, you think Sam Howell? Yeah, I get it. The guy's a, you know, projected first round draft pick or something. And he's got dynamic receivers, skilled running backs all around him. But Wake Forest and what Dave Clawson is doing with Sam Hartman. Sam Hartman completing 69% of his passes, six touchdowns, just one interception, 8.3 yards of completion. I've been a Sam Hartman fan for what seems like 5 years now. The run game. You might be watching Kenneth Walker the third at Michigan State and wondering, how did Wake Forest let him go? Because he's killing it with Mel Tucker in Michigan State, but they let him go because obviously they didn't cut him. It's college football. He just transferred. He was splitting time with Christian Beale Smith, who's now the clear cut number one down there in Winston-Salem. But Christian Beale Smith, 39 rushes, 229 yards, 6 yards a rush, four touchdowns. But also there's Christian Turner, who's putting out, you know, a solid performance so far this year, and Justice Ellison. They got a couple capable running backs. And then the receiving core, they're extremely talented. And this is what I mean by, I think they're going to be able to do some of the stuff that North Carolina was able to exploit Virginia with, essentially, because they have A.T. Perry and Jacory Roberson. Both those guys are studs. And keep an eye out on Taylor Morin, kind of a possession guy for them, but they have options. Donald Stewart, Keyshawn Williams. They have a slew of wide receivers that I think could be problems for this Wahoo secondary. Defensively, though, I think is where it really might be the key of this game. Is you got right now Virginia's charting at 18th best in team defense. I think that might be an outlier when you consider how bad Illinois' offense is and how bad William and Mary's offense is, the FCS team they played in week one. We saw Sam Howell and them lay 59 on them, but that might be the best offense of the country. I think them and Ole Miss are going to have to do some battling for best offense. However, you got who is the real Virginia defense? That's what I think we're going to find out with this game. And obviously Bronco Mendenhall, that's what he does. He's a defensive guy. Wake Forest is charting at the 45th best defense, right? And they've played, to me, much worse competition. They played Old Dominion and Norfolk State the first 2 weeks. Both of those teams didn't play football all last year. Then they played a bad Florida State team. They took care of business. I mean, they're 3-0. Clawson should be rewarded for that. However, I think they might be a much worse defense than we realize at this point. And I think Virginia will have their success against that defense. But I think that's really going to tell the tale for the game. I really believe that. I'll still rattle off these offensive numbers for you here. Virginia's got the third best offense in the country right now, guys. Third best offense in the country right now. Wake Forest, on the other hand, as I scroll down to try to identify where they are charting at 52nd. So look, this is a game in Charlottesville. They're going to have fans. I think that means so much in a season after last year's debacle of a season. The line is Virginia -4. Wake Forest +160, by the way, if you wanted to get gutsy. The over under is 68.5. I kind of lean with the over there, but I'm telling you, I'm taking Virginia -4 in Charlottesville. I think Wake Forest's defense, not as good as the stats that we're seeing here. I think Virginia will be able to exploit that defense. And I think Sam Hartman and Wake will have success against Virginia scoring points. I just think Virginia's going to be able to score too many points. As long as Brennan Armstrong stays healthy, I know he's been wearing a little brace on that knee from that Illinois game. If he can stay healthy, Wahoos are going to cover this 4 points in Charlottesville Friday night ACC action. I can't wait. Look, guys, I mean, I'm hitting picking every game. By the way, tally site, I think doctors like 133 professionals or something like that, making all these college picks, but they don't have to pick every game. They just have to pick, the games. Well, I was number one week one. Week two, I didn't finish in the top 10. I had a winning record, but barely. Week three, I was back to number one. I'm toting that because we pick every game. To do that and then pick every game, I think, there's value there. We're not just giving you the games we like. We're picking every game here on the College Football Experience. So Virginia -4. Let's just wait. Wrong music. Let's just have you come to the land down under. Wahoos, baby, -4. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. All right. Let's just do it. Ready?
The evidence has been falsified. It's impossible. I never broke the law. I am the law.
The evidence has been falsified, and that is perhaps Wake Forest's defensive statistics. Look, I love Dave Clawson. If I'm a head coach if I'm the athletic director of a USC or whoever's, I'm interviewing Dave Clawson. I don't care what the hell they say. He is a really, really good football coach. Same with Bronco Mendenhall. I think Virginia's just got too much offense, and we haven't seen Wake go up against a really good offense yet. Give me the Wahoos -4 in Charlottesville. Let's have it get loud Friday night, nationally televised. I can't wait. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe, because we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Done it for the past 4 years. Never had a losing season. Yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, Terrell Furman Jr., the whole crew. we got you covered. Make sure you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience too, because Tony Bennett just landed a big recruit. I see, you know, the Wahoos battling for another ACC championship this year, and Wake Forest, you know, tough transitional year going from getting, you know, Danny Manning leaving and Forbes coming in from East Tennessee State in year one. Tough time for any coach to come in via COVID and stuff. So maybe they get better. We will have you covered talking college basketball on the College Basketball Experience, especially with the season heating up. Some previews are going to have to come pumping out pretty soon. So check that out as well. And make sure you subscribe to the College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience, and get the SGPN app, guys, please. I mean, that thing is free in the App Store, free in the Google Play Store. All right. You go grab that thing. And not only we get our picks where, like I said, me, Patty CNC, Nick, Terrell Furman, over 500 last 4 years, boom, you'll have all that. You're going to get our podcast, all of our guest episodes, whether it's Mike Leach coming on talking, you know, Mississippi State football, or Bill Burr taking, you know, making picks. You're going to get all of that for free. You're going to get that. You're going to get our articles. Terrell Furman Jr., NC Nick, writing great articles all the time. So grab that SGPN app. And when you do, make sure you give us a 5-star review in the App Store. All right. And if you do that, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, and show me that screenshot, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Simple deal. @TheColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter, Patty C831, NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Terrell Furman Jr.'s on Twitter at @RealRel__. The College Football Experience, new to Twitter and Instagram, at TCE on SGPN. Give that a follow. And Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Give that a follow, and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. All right, folks, I'm on the Wahoos. -4. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Wake Forest, Virginia style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.